Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, education is important, right? I mean, that's what we're going to talk about because it's a heart of what we do and our country, and all this education is often in the media, and it's focused on, and we hear about it, you know, of course, with taxes. And we think, what are we getting for our money? And are we educating our kids? And we hear about new changes. And every time you turn around, you hear about the school board getting together and you want to know what they're up to. So it's a common thing and it's a big part of our world. So we pay attention to this, and I'm proud to be a product of the public school system. And if you don't know the background, I grew up in Flagler County and have some roots there. And my heart always goes back to Flagler County. So I'm going to set all that up for you to tell you that we're going to be continuing our discussion about education, and we've invited in a special guest into the studio, not on the line, but flesh and blood in the studio, Deborah Williams, who is Flagler County Education Foundation Executive Director, and they are helping Flagler County schools with special funding and initiatives that they're doing, and we wanted to have her in, invite her in to talk with us about what they're doing and how they're doing it, and how, if you want to put your money where your mouth is and you believe in education, how you can do that, or if you just simply want to volunteer. So first, welcome Deborah to the program.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
All right. It's glad to have you in the studio. And sometimes I'm talking on the phone. I'm like, I can't see the person. It's nice to see you in the studio with me. And so I understand from your bio, you've spent the last 26 years working in fundraising and as a professional, and a lot in the educational area with raising funds for children, public support, also, of course, with another very important area, domestic violence. So you've done that, and you came to Flagler County in 2011. You'd been over in St. Pete, and so you're the executive director for Flagler County Education Foundation. That's a mouthful.
It is.
All right, but I'm sure you're giving them their money's worth and working very hard to help. So you've done a lot of work in this area. First thing, a couple of questions is, Why'd they bring you in? Where was the opportunity, I'm sure, that got you excited about working in Flagler County?
Thanks. That's a great question. I came on the heels of Nicole Brose, who was the first director. Although the organization's been in existence for more than 25 years, it was some time before it moved from an all-volunteer organization to having its first paid executive director. So Nicole came in 2008 and stayed through it until I came. So I'm the second executive director. It's fairly unusual for an organization that's been around for 25 or 26 years to not have a paid person at the helm for a period of time, you know, for that period of time. And Nicole did a wonderful job really getting the foundation established. Mm. She did a lot of great marketing work. But with my years of experience in what does it take to really grow an organization and position it to become large and to really handle...
And be able to make a difference.
Yes. Yeah. And to handle all of the legal things that you need to and accounting things that you need to. So I've spent the last 5 years really getting the donor and financial software on board, really trying to get our board members in line and representing various industries that we're trying to
whip them in shape, so to speak.
Yeah. So I'm really excited. I can start seeing now the fruits of the labor, and
excellent.
Some of it is just not fun. You know, financial software is not my thing, but I've had the help of some really great people and a wonderful board. So
that's excellent.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
Well, and getting kind of things all lined up and ready to go, you know, there's a big need that needs to be met to help. And, you know, it's obviously not to replace the public funding of the school systems,
absolutely,
but to be able to support and assist where there's opportunities. And I can imagine that there's a lot of work that is involved because there is a lot of responsibility in this day and age of technology and identity theft and all the scams out there. And it seems like every day there's something new. You know, you are holding very important information for your donors, and you've got to get it right.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Much
yeah.
like your job.
It's a lot like mine. We've got to be very careful. Our passwords are all like 6 feet long. And I'm like, good Lord.
I know.
Can't you just scan my eyeball or something? I mean... you know, but that's not enough. It's exciting. So what are some of the big initiatives, Deborah, that are going on right now? I know that last year, this is a great number, again, for what you're doing, that there were some $70,000 that you guys were able to provide to teachers and schools to develop your flagship programs.
Right. That's been the most exciting initiative for the last couple of years. Jacob Oliva came in, I believe, 2 years ago after being the acting superintendent when Janet Valentine left. So he has had a tremendous impact in the community. He immediately went to work building business relationships and partnerships, knowing that the economic development of our community in Flagler County, especially as we've seen the result of the housing industry going in the tank for a while, the diversity, attracting new businesses, and now we need a workforce that's going to attract companies from all over the world. It's highly competitive. So Jacob went to work really understanding what the key focus areas of economic development are, and he challenged the principals at each school to come up with a program. He calls them flagship programs that would be themed around one of the industries that we're trying to attract to the area. And rather than tracking kids, getting them, you know, kind of in a groove, well, you're going to be something, choose your career when you're in third grade.
Right.
The idea is really to give students a variety of things
that they might expose to and
understanding that there are many, many careers and some careers that we haven't even thought of yet.
Mm.
So preparing our students for that. And I suppose the one thing that makes flagship schools different than academies that most of us know is that our flagships start in elementary school. And the foundation was very interested in supporting elementary schools because we know they're going to push the envelope.
Mm.
The kids graduate at sixth grade, honestly, with certification in software. It's going to happen.
Wow.
Knowing how to code from the time they're in fourth grade. When they get to high school, everybody better have the coursework that they need and want.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's all changing very quickly. And it's funny, my mom just got a new phone and she was like, I can't figure this out. I'm like, well, ask my daughter, the 11-year-old, and she'll help you with it. I mean, it's amazing. And it's just what you're, you know, not to date myself too much, but when I was in junior high school, they first brought the computers in and, you know, they brought them in on like a flatbed truck. And I got pulled out of PE for a couple of days a week to be able to be part of this little experimental group that got to get on these computers and do basic programming. But it is all changing so fast. And your point is outstanding, Deborah. And this is why I love the focus on education and supporting it. And we, you know, people sometimes look at it purely as a cost and the tax dollars. And we have to invest and reinvest and understand that our education, how strong our education system is, with the support of initiatives like yours, is what makes Flagler County, Volusia County, attractive for businesses looking to relocate. And you also spoke to a vital thing in every community, but especially in our sister communities of Volusia and Flagler County, is the diversification. You know, we can't be dependent on retirees or real estate or tourism only. You know, we really need that different than investment portfolio, a really strong diversification.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you can't get that without a strong education system, because that's what people are going to look at. Where are the good schools? Where are the good places to live?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Beth is giving me the signal. It's time for us to take a quick break. If you're just joining us, Deborah Williams in the studio with me, Flagler County Education Foundation Executive Director. If you want to get involved and learn more, flaglereedfoundation.org, flaglereedfoundation.org. Quick break. We'll be right back with Deborah.
Hello, this is Brenda Campbell, General Manager at Volusia Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery, a Digny Memorial provider. We are committed to service beyond expectation, before, during, and after the service. To that end, we offer a service guarantee. If there's anything we can do to meet your individual needs, please let us know and we'll take care of it immediately. This is another way we offer great level of professionalism in working with our families. We can be reached at 386-673-5373 or our website, VolusiaMemorialFunerals.com. Volusia Memorial Funeral Home in Port Orange and Ormond Beach. Life well celebrated.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, and I'm board certified in divorce and family law. I focus on representing divorcing spouses over the age of 50. For those previously divorced individuals who desire to marry again but want to avoid the expense and acrimony of another contested divorce, I specialize in drafting prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. You can contact me in our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit my website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Hello, this is David Holland. You already know from listening to this program that I'm very careful about my financial advice. It will come as no surprise then that I feel the same way about my other recommendations. If you love traditional, authentic Greek food as much as I do, then there's just one place to go, the Greek Town Taverna at 150 North Nova Road in Ormond Beach. It's just around the corner from my office, so you'll see me there for lunch at least a couple times a week. They've got stuffed grape leaves, gyros, lamb chops, octopus, and baklava. You can find all of these wonderful homemade Greek favorites every day of the week. They offer a wide variety of wine and beer to pair with your meal as well. Visit GreekTownTaverna.com or call 386-944-9526 for more information. I'll see you there. And welcome back. Hey, listen, you're getting your money's worth today, ladies and gentlemen, because we're talking about education, and that's how you need to look at it. It's an investment. And we have Deborah Williams in our studio with us, Flagler County Education Foundation Executive Director, FlaglerEdFoundation.org. For more information, of course, you can go to their Facebook page as well, Flagler Education Foundation. We're talking about some of the different programs that they're doing and how they're raising funds to help the school system with special programs and make our, you know, we talk about making our country great again. Let's make our education system great again. Let's continue to reinforce it and build it. And we talked about these flagship programs before the break, Deborah, and I recognized, you'll find this interesting, I recognized several of the names of the schools that you had. You had, is it Rimfire? Okay. And Bunnell Green Technology and Agri-Science, is that the elementary school? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's how small the world is. I went to Bunnell Elementary School. And then down the list, you've got coming up in the spring, Buddy Taylor. There's an engineering and biotechnology lab and agronomy. So, and guess who was my baseball coach when I was a kid?
Buddy Taylor.
And that's who the school's named after. So, small world, ladies and gentlemen. And last but not least, did you know, this is funny, you didn't know this, Deborah, my grandfather was Flagler County Superintendent of Schools.
I didn't know that.
How about that?
Absolutely. When you were a kid?
Yeah, or even maybe before I was born, but he was in his day. Of course, that's going back a while, but yeah, so I am familiar with what you're doing with the schools up there. So, let's talk about another really important program that you are working on, the Take Stock in Children's Scholarship and Mentoring Program, because this is something where I think people can get excited about an opportunity to really make, if they decide to help, to really make those dollars work very hard. So give us an overview of that program, and then we'll maybe get into some particulars.
Wonderful. Take Stock in Children is a statewide program, and every county, either through the Education Foundation or could be another entity, is a member of the Take Stock in Children program. So it was started about 25 years ago in Pinellas County. It's a very strong organization. They do provide a dollar-for-dollar match. So every dollar that is matched locally receives a match from the state in the form of a reduced cost to purchase a Florida prepaid scholarship for a student.
Mm.
So you're getting a lot of value there. You're locking in a rate for college. We invest in our Florida prepaid contracts as we bring in students. So that money is there. It's waiting for them in the form of tuition for college. If they go through high school and they fulfill all the promises of the Take Stock in Children program.
That's outstanding. And so in addition to the $70,000 we spoke of before the break for teachers and schools that your foundation helped for Flagler County, you also have this Take Stock program, and there was another $80,000
yes.
of local investment that was made. Wow.
Yes.
And then that, of course, was because you're dollar for dollar, that's $160,000
yes.
worth of prepaid scholarship funds.
Yes, and that has been made possible largely. We were able to take a big jump in our program because we received an endowment from the
Those
Osners.
Help.
Yeah. The endowments are where the future lies.
And where did it come from?
It came from a family, Robert and Margaret Osner.
Okay, wonderful.
And it was a $1.3 million endowment, which is huge for our organization.
Sure, absolutely.
So what that did for us, it gave us the base and stability to know that we could have at least, you know, just working off of the earnings, at least 10 students a year that we would bring in on the program, then plus other donors and people that would help us out with that. So, you know, if there's anything we would love to do is continue to build that endowment. That way you just always know how many students that you can bring in. Other donations tend to kind of come and go. Mm-hmm. But we're gaining support, and the financial investment is huge. I mean, we have to have that. But I can tell you equally important is the investment of time. We have mentors who meet with the students, and this is a requirement of the Take Stock program. They meet with the students once a week on campus, and they meet with their student probably about 45 minutes, usually at lunchtime. So over a four-year period, that's quite a commitment.
Sure.
And generally, we find if mentors and students kind of get through the first 9 months of their relationship.
The gestation period.
They do. That's 9 months, exactly.
You give birth to a great program. All right. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I write all my own material. Some of it works, some of it doesn't.
But they do. They form bonds that last beyond the time that the students leave high school, and they kind of become a mentor that stays with them and helps to guide them throughout their life sometimes.
So this is an opportunity if somebody's listening to this program going, you know, okay, first of all, just to recap some of the things you've already mentioned. One is, you know, you mentioned the endowment. People don't necessarily have to, you know, come out of pocket right now if they're not in a position or don't want to. They, of course, can. And then go to the website for more information on how to do that. But they also, though, if they want to include the foundation as in their will or their estate planning, a trust or whatever the case may be, they can do that, and it can be part of their estate plan. And like the family you recognize, the Osner family, where they had done that with their endowment. But then in addition to that, not necessarily in lieu of, but in addition to that, this mentorship opportunity, what are some of the requirements for that? Is there any special training or education that somebody needs to do that?
Good question. We really look for adults of any age who really have the ability to get to know a student and really work from where the student sits. So really student-directed, where do you want to go? Mm-hmm. What are the things you want to do? What we found is very rare, but what we have found what doesn't work is if a mentor comes in with really kind of hard and fast ideas, kids should, a student should,
right.
That sort of thing. Generally, it just doesn't invite the relationship, and it does become a relationship in the first 6 to 9 months is really an adult kind of seeking information, and that's a tough thing
and just
to
talking.
Do.
Right? Yeah, I mean, not the full court press, right? What are you going to do with your life?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So the talent is being able to talk to a student, draw them out for the most part. I mean, they're just really great kids who are very obedient in meeting with their mentor. It takes a while to grow the relationship.
Well, any relationship worthwhile takes time to build. The fast and sprung up quickly doesn't necessarily last very long. So it does take time to build. We're going to grab another break, and you're just joining us. Deborah Williams is in the studio with me, Flagler County Education Foundation Executive Director, flaglereduFoundation.org. And you can also give them a call at 386-437-7526 and extension 3125. And we'll be right back after this quick word from our sponsors.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Support The Y.
For more information on what your Y does and how you can help, visit vfymca.org/give.
The Y, for a better us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services, including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too. Hey, David Holland here. I'd like you to listen closely to a few words from my good friends, Tony Papandrea and Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation.
Hi, I'm Tony, chairman of the Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation. If you need more income now with some tax advantages and would like to leave a future benefit for Florida Hospital Hospice Care, a charitable gift annuity might be a good fit for you. Learn how to include charitable gift annuities in your financial planning. They could benefit you with higher tax advantage yields than you are getting now and benefit Florida Hospital Hospice Care later. Call us at 386-586-4440 for more information.
Are you looking for a trustworthy local advisor for your investment and retirement planning, but you're not sure how or where to begin? Start by looking for a certified financial planner practitioner. Visit www.cfp.net to search for an advisor in your local area who's earned this highly regarded professional certification. Pick 3 CFP practitioners. Set an appointment and interview them. Ask questions. Listen carefully to their answers. Check references and research their firms with the Better Business Bureau. This PSA is brought to you by Holland Financial, who wants to help you to plan stronger. For more information, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
And we're back. Deborah Williams in the studio with me, Flagler County Education Foundation Executive Director. And we're talking about what the foundation does and the needs in the schools and how they can augment what's already being done through our public school system with public funding and taxes, but also how we can really make a difference and invest in our own community. And there are multiple ways to do that. We talked about just outright gifts if you want to help support financially, but also you can make it part of your estate planning and leave an endowment. And no endowment is too small or too big, but don't think that you have to leave your whole estate to the foundation, but you can certainly make it part of it. And then the mentorship opportunity, which we were talking about most immediately before the break, is very exciting because it's getting the kids really getting them exposure. And, you know, one of the things I want to come back to on that, Deborah, is just to for the people that might tell a child about these programs. Let's speak to that side of the equation for a moment. So let's say, at what age should a student be dialed into or thinking about, or their parents or other people involved in encouraging their education and wanting to see them be able to go to college? When should we be taking a look at? When should we be taking stock of Take Stock?
Very good. Each of our programs, there are 67 program or members of the statewide program, but we each can decide when we want to take in students. And in Flagler County, we do the interviews with students the last year that they're in middle school. So okay. When they're in eighth grade.
Okay.
And the number one criteria is financial needs. So okay. Anyone on free and reduced lunch is eligible in the eighth grade.
Okay. So financial need is important, and that's kind of your first criteria. And then beyond that, what are some of the, so I guess let's start here. So there's a child or a parent listening and they say, okay, I want to do that. What do? They contact the foundation?
You could contact the foundation. Also in middle school, all the middle school guidance counselors are aware of the Take Stock program. And if you just keep in mind that we do send out applications in December.
Okay, and where do those go?
And those go to each household okay. of the families on free and reduced lunch.
Oh, excellent.
And then the guidance counselors also have the application.
Okay, so this is real hard, ladies and gentlemen. Open your mailbox.
Right.
It's going to be there. That's great. No, because they got your number and they're going to send it to you and you'll have it and you can explore that with the student. I think it's outstanding. And then so how many do you anticipate being able to take into the program each year?
We just completed our selection process. We have 20 students that are coming in
wow,
to the
program.
Wow, that's
wonderful. Mm-hmm. Outstanding. Mm-hmm. And so they go through the program, and at the end, this is going to help them then with their prepaid. Let's make sure people understand the magnitude of what you're offering and what's available through this program. They complete the program. They follow all the rules. They do the mentorship, all of that. They've got prepaid college.
They have 2 years.
Wow.
And but the promise of an additional 2 years after they successfully complete the first two.
Okay. So two will get you two. All right. So you've got it. They've got some skin in the game. They've got to prove their dedication to this, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So you've got to be on it and stay after it. That's really remarkable that students can take advantage of that. And Now, in terms of their, besides going through the mentorship with the mentor and that weekly meeting you talked about on their lunch break or however they do it, other requirements, certain grades and such they need to maintain?
They do. They have to maintain a 2.5. We like it to be a little higher than that. The higher, over anything over 2.5 is going to ensure their success in college. For the most part, our kids are really strong academically. They have some trouble from time to time, but
sure.
Most of them are really diligent students. In addition, of course, you know, they're ambassadors for our program. So their behavior, no, you know, suspensions, that sort of thing.
No threes in conduct.
No.
Yeah, we don't
no,
want to see
no.
that.
No, can't have all that.
Okay. That's very good, Deborah. I mean, I think that those are all reasonable expectations, and I'd be willing to wager that the average GPA of the students in your program is definitely exceeding the minimum on that, and that the selection process is definitely encouraging these students to apply themselves fully. I love the opportunity for people to be able to help in this program. So they can go to the website, they can call you, they can call other people there and talk to them about it. The number again is 386-437-7526. You can make it easy for everybody. 386-437-PLAN is what that spells. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? So you can plan and help with the financial part of the future of the foundation and our education system. So final thoughts, Deborah, this is a great program. I'm so glad you came in to visit with us.
Thank you so much. It's a wonderful opportunity, and I hope to hear from some of the listeners out there.
I think you will, and I think they like that people are looking for an opportunity to give back, and they've got lots of options here, your time, your talent, or you can certainly help with some funding, and we all need that. Website, again, FlagnerEdFoundation.org, and Deborah Williams, our guest. Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.